I was convinced that nothing could change what was going on in our marriage, and I didn't want to try anymore. But my commitment to God helped me try one more time.
We went to a Hope Restored Marriage Intensive, and it was life-changing. The counselors created the safest environment we could imagine, so that let us really talk. We're on a much different course now, and I believe we received a miracle that week.
Receive your free consultation at HopeRestored.com.
This is probably the core thing we need to really address when we're in recovery from an addiction. Where am I carrying unforgiveness?
Dr. Gregory Jantz on Focus on the Family Minute.
See, addiction causes us, whatever form, it could be even digitally, but addiction changes how we feel temporarily. It's a mood elevator, and then it's a mood crasher. There's something that happens, and I see this so often in a person's life when it's a release of forgiveness, self-forgiveness, a release of forgiveness of some past hurt, and receiving God's forgiveness.
Right.
Something happens, and they start growing, and they'll actually say things like, "Wow, I don't really feel like I need this alcohol," or they feel like the need for it diminishes.
Forgiveness can help you find and live in freedom from addiction. More from Dr. Jantz at FamilyMinute.org.
When a woman discovers her husband's struggle with pornography, she needs a practical plan. The latest book from Focus on the Family, Aftershock, by professional counselor Joanne Condi, will help you through the 7 steps of self-care, and you'll learn how to deal with the emotions involved in the discovery of your husband's addiction. Let Joanne Condi's timeless wisdom give you hope even while you're in your own season of Aftershock. Learn more about Aftershock at FocusOnTheFamily.com/store.